5 minutes after 11 p.m. You're listening to WMBR in Cambridge, 88.1 FM. Sigtronica with DJ Nick Mack. In the background, music from Mertzbo. New album, or new set, I should say, is called Huya. 6 CDs of noise. This is a little bit less noisy than some of the stuff on some of the other CDs that goes on for 30 minutes. Good stuff, but maybe just not for right now. Anyway, got some good music for you tonight. Some new stuff. Some old vinyl that I dug up in the library as well. If you have any requests or comments, give me a call. Number 617-253-8810. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome back to Sigtronica on WMBR in Cambridge, 88.1 FM. And the background music from Yoshihiro Hano, aka Multiphonic Ensemble. It's a track called On Off Edit from 2001. The liner notes describe it as a major stop-start piece. And it definitely sounds that way. This is off of the Anthology of Noise and Electronic Music, second Achronology. Played a number of things off of this set of three CD set. Great history of noise electronic music. For that was music from Milton Babbitt off of vinyl I found lurking in the station. It's called New Music for Virtuosos. Track we heard was called Reflections for piano and synthesized tape. Babbitt, major mid-century serialist composer in the U.S. That piece, the tape part composed on the RCA Mark II synthesizer, one of the early electronic synthesizers here in the U.S., Columbia Princeton Electronic Music Center. Great history of electronic music there. Before that was Richard Maxfield with his cut called Sign Music, a swarm of butterflies encountered over the ocean. That track's from, I think, 52 or 53, composed entirely of sine waves of different frequencies. It's off of the excellent compilation called Ohm, The Early Gurus of Electronic Music. We started off tonight with music from Mertzbo. Track is called Rice One off of the 6-CD compilation Hoya. Up next, I'm going to play another interesting vinyl I dug out of the record library. It's called Music of Our Time, Extended Voices. It's got a good set of different tracks from the major experimental composers from mid-century. All of the tracks have to do with variations and alterations of the human voice. We're going to listen to two cuts. One from Pauline Oliveros. Track is called Sound Patterns. If you've been following the memes on the internet recently, you may have seen this sad advertisement from Honda, where all the sounds are made from a chorus. Well, this track from, I don't know when, 60s or so, presages that by a number of decades. We're also going to hear another cut off of this vinyl from Alvin Lucier, North American Time Capsule 1967. The liner notes say that the vocoder used in North American Time Capsule 1967 was designed to encode speech sounds into digital information bits for transmission over narrow bandwidths via telephone lines or radio channels. There is no written score for this work. The performers are asked to prepare material using any sounds at all that would describe to beings far from our environment, either in space or in time, the physical, spiritual, social, scientific, or any other situation in which we currently find ourselves. The performer's sounds are fed into the vocoder and are modified during the performance, both by the sounds acting as control signals, by the manual alteration of the vocoder components. That's Alvin Lucier, North American Time Capsule 1967. Up next, after the Pauline Oliveros Sound Patterns. The vinyl's a little scratchy, I apologize for that, but they're great pieces, so hopefully you can listen past that. If you have any requests or comments, give me a call here at the station. Number is 617-253-8810. Thank you.
I'm I'm In small numbers, they're quite harmless. But they can multiply without warning and assault you. Beware the decibel, exposing yourself to more than 85 decibels of sound for a prolonged period of time can cause gradual hearing loss. That's a loud kitchen blender, power tools, a lawnmower, rock music with headphones, rock music without headphones. Gradual hearing loss is a condition that affects some 28 million Americans and their families. Left untreated, it can only get worse. You only have two ears. A certified audiologist can determine how well each one of them works and discuss with you ways to protect the hearing you have and even improve it. For advice and information, call the American Speech Language Hearing Association at 1-800-638-TALK.
Welcome back to Sigtronica. In the background, music from Toshiya Tsunoda. Recent album off of the Hepna label called Ridge of Undulation. Tracks we're listening to describe exactly what was going on. First track was, track we just heard before this one was Seashore, Venice Beach, 31st July 2001. Track we're hearing right now is on an aluminum plate with low frequencies, one. Before that was music from Alvin Lucier. Album's called Music of Our Time, Extended Voices. We heard North American Time Capsule, 1967. We started off with another track from that album, Pauline Oliveros. The track was called Sound Patterns. Thanks for listening tonight. New season at WMBR begins next week. I'm luckily staying at the same time, so I'll be back next week, 11 to midnight, with experimental music, old and new, and in between. Archives playlists on the web at sigtronica.org. Thanks for listening tonight. Up next is Poetry Jam on WMBR in Cambridge, 88.1 FM. Thanks for listening, and good night.